Young Wayne, but I did not know it was in the news today. So it wasn't like I was speaking out of turn trying to break news or anything like that. But I
learned about that.
Look at Tanny, make you squirm.
F-150 text.
Oh Lord,
life is awesome.
It truly is. It truly is. You gotta smile to keep from crying more times than not.
And that Dowell Loggins tape will just make me endlessly happy.
Yeah, I'm good with that.
Turkey hole.
Turkey hole. Ball strong where it's right there in that, you know, you guys saw it Coach Gruden talked about the other day.
I wonder if, like, you just let him, if he was comfortable around his people, you just hear, it's like the Moonshiner show where you just have to have the, yes, there's a show called Moonshiners, okay. Dan.
I'm sure there is.
They've got captions and then they got subtitles underneath. You don't understand what they're saying. Why'd you look like that? You made me feel like I shouldn't have said that
No,
word.
It's all good.
Yeah, okay. All right. Yeah. He's a member of the Moonshiners if he's around his people, maybe. I like the Moonshiners. I like being a detective. Apparently, I'm going to be one.
Here's
right now.
What I have. I've got four ex-Bulls currently in the league.
Okay.
Who are all playing about the same as far as total value.
Okay.
And I'm just going to have you try to figure out who they are.
All right, sounds good.
Okay.
All right, we'll do that next. He's Dan Bernstein. I'm here on 670 The Score.
Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios. This is Chicago's number one sports station. Sports Radio 670 The Score. WSCR and HD Chicago. WJMK HD2 Chicago. The Score! Scoreboard update.
From the Northwestern Football Update Studio, I'm Dan McNeil. Coach Fitz and the Cats are back at Ryan Field this Saturday versus Minnesota for their final home game of the season. Tickets are on sale at nusports.com. NBA, there's a word the Bulls will have to endure throughout the rebuild.
The blowouts are worse. Again, you got to find a way to bounce back. We have to have a great practice today. You got to get that bad taste out of our mouths.
The Fred Hoiberg Bulls were outscored 22-7 in the first quarter last night in Oklahoma City, and they were romped. The Bulls host Charlotte tomorrow. Football and the Bears.
I'd say defensively, I think they're very, very strong. I think that front seven is nothing to overlook. I think they're strong. They're playing at a high level.
Praise in the person of Detroit wide receiver Golden Tate, who leads the Lions with 659 yards worth of catches. The Bears defense is 10th in the NFL against the pass this year. And we will find out baseball's MVP tonight. This scoreboard update was brought to you by Grandview Homes. Grandview will buy your home today. Go to grandviewhomes.com. And Sweden's greetings from Volvo. This holiday season, celebrate the beauty of family with our holiday offers on cars like the XC90 with more standard features and best-in-class safety. You can keep the ones who matter most safe. I'm Mark Rohde, and you are listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the number one ranked sports station in Chicago. 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
This hour is brought to you by Illinois Media School.
Welcome back, my friend, to the show that never ends. Never ends.
The Bernstein and Golf Show.
The Bears aren't hip to that whole scoring.
That's their own red zone is inside the two.
Right.
Apparently, when pressed about Tariq Cohen and his low number of snaps, Loggins said,
"Sometimes the defense dictates who's going to be out there."
And
so they're in the no Tariq defense,
right?
Well, they got like a 5'6", 175-pound guy. Like, hey, we're going to guard him with that guy. Don't send him out here.
Thankfully, David Haw then followed up with,
"Why wouldn't the offense dictate who the defense is going to play?"
Well, because we look at the matchups.
Uh-oh. Stumped him?
I'll have to get back to you on that.
You just see Dowell start to lower even more underneath the
Dan Bernstein and Jason Goff. Afternoons on The Score.
We're here with Terry Bors.
I still maintain this, and this is true. I was the only one in the city excited about Michael Jordan because this was a Bears town then, so nobody was there but me. They said, Michael will be available if you want to, if you want. I'm the only one made an appointment to go see him. Nobody wanted to go see him. He was taken third in the draft. Nobody cared. It was like, okay, who'd they take again? Oh, Michael Jordan.
And
okay,
that's when they were practicing like
Angel Guardian.
Angel Guardian.
Right, yeah, right. Where they see, they didn't have that upper deck where you could go hide if somebody punched you. They didn't have that. You were all on one level in a locker room, because that's where Orlando Woolridge used to stick his head out of the locker room and say, get out of here.
No, one
fool.
One his head.
More action. More excitement. More everything. Bernstein and Goff, weekdays 1 to 6 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
That's what you have, the Bernstein and Goff Show, 1 until 6.
Yeah.
Every day.
Right here.
Yes.
On The Score.
So, don't ask me why I did this.
I never do.
Every day, I like to go through it. And ever since the Tribune stopped publishing NBA box scores, I have to seek them out elsewhere.
Miss it.
I miss it. It was part of my day that I always loved looking through the box score to see who's scoring on whom and how many times James Harden goes to the foul line. It was always how many rebounds Andre Drummond would grab. It's just sort of one of my things. So now I find them elsewhere, but I make it part of my day. It helps me familiarize myself with who's where in the NBA, because there's always, everything's changing. There's always new names and guys you never heard of and people showing up at the ends of benches like Brandon Paul and Fred VanVleet mm-hmm. and all. They're like, wow, mm-hmm. that guy. So I found four ex-Bulls who, through this, so far this season, 15 games for some, 12 for others, they're all around the same quality of player by win shares. Two of these players have 8/10 of a win, and two of these players have one win. So that is overall on big. I just picked sort of
four guys.
Four guys.
So you're not going to give me one guy so I could try to guess the other three, or I guess
it's
all
just,
four.
Okay. It's just they've all been around the same kind of quality. I mean, let me give you some other numbers here. And all on, you know, pretty good. There's none of these guys are on garbage teams. This one player is averaging 11.6 points. He's shooting 50% from the field. 37% from three. One guy, 9 points a game, but 49% from 3-point range.
Tony Snell.
You got it.
Yeah.
Very good. Tony Snell is worth a win so far.
Mm-hmm.
Tony Snell
got paid.
Is at 49% from 3-point range. That is, he's 11% shooting over his career number from that distance. So it'll probably come down unless he's gotten better at it or the current teammates he's with, and the floor spacing right. is allowing him more open shots.
No longer a bun.
He's no longer a BUN. Now, mm-hmm. another one of these guys who is at a single win, excuse me, 0.8. This guy is at 8/10 of a win. But he's averaging 15.3 points. The problem is he's only shooting 29.6% from three.
Former Bull.
Yep.
How recent a Bull?
Recent.
Buckets.
Jimmy G. Buckets, except from three, the G stands for gets.
G stands for gong.
Yes, that would be a different, but he is worth 8/10 of a win, that 3-point number, that efficiency dragging him down.
So we got like two wing players, so the other two got to be wing players. If they're
nothing,
no, they don't have to
nothing
be
has to be anything. Value. Nothing has to be anything. This other guy, so this we'll give you one more, sort of the breakdown here. In 14 games, he's averaging 10.1 points and 7.6 rebounds, shooting 53.6% from the field, and he's worth one win.
10-7.
Yeah. 7.6.
That doesn't mean he's a starter, though.
Tony Kukoc?
No, it's not Tony Kukoc.
Nope.
10-7, so he's a big.
So you got Tony Snell, and you got Buckets. So you're looking for two former Bulls. One guy's at 11.6 points and shooting 50% from the field, and he's worth 8/10 of a win. And I kept seeing his name, and he's become, obviously, I mean, with double-digit scoring there, he's become a significant rotational player. I don't know how much is starting.
I'm a man in Miami right now.
Mm-mm.
Not James Johnson, right?
No. No. Although I give him a lot of credit for resurrecting what I thought. I thought it was a career off the rails.
Yeah, he figured out a career. Yeah. Yep. Former Bull getting 10-7 in the NBA right now.
Mm-hmm.
Is he a wing player or a big guy?
He's
considered a big.
I would consider him a big, but he can face up and shoot. That's kind of what he does. Don't look at the text.
I'm not. I don't have the text on. 10-7. He's former. How recent a bull, may I ask? He's been gone long enough that I shouldn't be thinking about.
No, him? Relatively recent.
Oh, recent. Oh, recent. Oh, who the bulls lose recently as a big man that might be worth something?
He was on the Bulls in the 2016-2017 season.
The hell? Taj?
Yes.
Yeah, all right. There you go.
10-7.6. Yes, Taj Gibson.
Yeah, he's just the muscle for Karl-Anthony Towns right now.
Hey, he like you say, valuable role player.
Without question.
Knows what he does. Now,
without question.
Now this was the guy that sort of that piqued my interest here it was the first name, the very first name that I mentioned. And this is a guy who in 15 games is averaging 11.6. 2.7 rebounds, 2.3 assists, 50% from the field, 37% from three. I want to see how long this takes you. In 15 games, but 11.6 points per game.
It's not Jamal Crawford.
It is not. It is again, I would say, it's not somebody like that. I would say this is the idea of relatively recent. And
relatively
I will tell you,
recent.
His team is 8-7. And his
team's doing well enough.
Yeah,
he's a part of it.
Competitive NBA team.
He's making a difference on the team.
Yep.
8-7 right now, too.
Mm-hmm. There's a lot of teams around that line.
Yeah, I was going to say, I'm not thinking anybody on the Magic. I'm not thinking anybody on the Pacers. Out West. Is he Western Conference team?
Well,
Western Conference player?
I always get confused with the conference that they're. Yes, no, I do with
that
it.
Old Mississippi.
Because this team, because there's been this. You'll
get
understand
what I get.
Western Conference.
All right.
Memphis then.
No. Memphis? No, there's no former Bulls on Memphis right now.
I know, but that's what always confuses.
Yeah, yeah. No, you're right. Former Etuan Moore.
Yes, Etuan Moore.
There it is.
Of the Pelicans.
Right here.
Is that guy.
Every once in a while, I prove my worth.
Nicely done.
If that wasn't the segment, you can kiss my ass. I'm out of here.
Etuan Moore, a bull as recently as 2016.
Yes, that's why I was thinking Orlando. I was like, he's not on Orlando anymore.
Yeah, but look at the work Etuan Moore is doing.
Wait a minute, hold on. Did he just make up a segment so we could celebrate Etuan Moore, Tony Snell, Jimmy Buckets, and Taj Gibson?
I just wanted to play Jason Goff, Bulls detective.
That last one was tough.
It was pretty impressive work because I was kind of looking around like, how does that compare? Like when you start looking at the fact that he's got the same win shares as Jimmy Butler.
Well, Jimmy's strikingly okay with how things have gone too, because I've been watching some of those Timberwolves games and he's not grousing, he's not pouting, he's not, you know, stomping back to the. He's actually, when Tom is going off on guys, you could see Jimmy sometimes saying, like, I know what's going to happen. Like, you can tell the body language, like, all right, wait till we walk over here. Because Andrew Wiggins, for whatever reason, Andrew Wiggins' instincts don't match his athleticism. So when he gets, he's one of the worst pick and roll players in the NBA. Like, in the entire league, he's one of the worst at pick-and-roll defense and pick-and-roll offense, which is crazy because he's got a decent enough handle.
Not as bad as
Powell
the other guy.
That's when your knees have retired and you're still playing NBA basketball. Oh. But, no, there's so many and people think it's just because I'm an NBA stan that I've been saying this and you've been saying this as of late, but there are so many entertaining matchups on a night-to-night basis in the NBA right now. You look at the guys under 25 right now that are crushing the league. The best player right now in the NBA is 22 years old.
That's amazing.
Giannis Antetokounmpo is the, and I know people, LeBron and Durant, by the end of the year, they will be probably. And yes, I'd take either one of those guys.
DeMarcus.
But for as far as PR is concerned, it's only an offensive stat. I know this already before you start throwing your basketball analytics at me. He is as efficient as any under 24-year-old player has ever been.
Giannis Antetokounmpo.
Yes. And we think about this. How old do you think Kyrie Irving is? Didn't Kyrie Irving feel like he's 29, 20?
I would say 23, right?
He's 25.
25?
25 years old.
He came out at
18. Freshman. It seems like Kyrie Irving has been in our faces with injuries and all these other things and winning championships for years now. The dude's 25 years old.
Killing it.
25 years old. Anthony Davis.
Look what they're doing without Gordon Hayward.
Right, exactly. Well, they never got a chance to know what they were with him, though. That's the thing.
Just think it's like the Kyle Schwarber thing.
Exactly, right. Yeah. 25-year-old and under, you got Giannis, you've got Kyrie Irving, you've got Anthony Davis, who has gotten off to a historic start. If you look at his numbers for his career, if he can stay healthy, he'll be fine, right? He's 22 or 23, I believe, 23 years old. Yeah, you mentioned DeMarcus. I think DeMarcus is 26 now, so he's out of it. And then you look at what the hell the Philadelphia 76ers have in the new Shaq and Penny. With Ben Simmons and Joel Embiid, that man last night had 46, 15, 7, and 7. 7 assists and 7 blocks for a big man. You talk about the Lakers all you want. No, that is on an NBA floor with NBA coaching on the other side, engineering a defense to try to keep him from getting the ball. He put the dream shake on dudes. I just hope his body doesn't give out on him. Because that's, you know, that's what you've seen over the last couple of years. But, man, every single night there is a matchup where you're like, oh, that guy's a star. Or this guy's a star. Oh, I want to watch this guy. My guy Jokic in Denver is getting no play right now. And they're 8-6? Like, this league right now, the same way baseball fans the last couple of years have felt about the young talent and the rejuvenation of fun and spirit. There's a little street ball coming back to the NBA now,
too. I was just going to get there. It's not just the guys. It's the style.
Yes. The game is fun. The game is a lot of fun.
It's like watching 2K17 sometimes now.
The game is crazy.
Yeah.
And you got rookies who are the adjustment period, I think, for the guys who have it, I think, is a little shorter. The guys who have it, you're like, oh, first 2 weeks. Oh, yeah, this guy, Malik Monk, can play in the NBA, you know, even if it's coming off a bench. Like, whereas before,
that was clear.
You'd see him in the latter stages of the season starting to get big minutes. He's on a team right now in Charlotte where he's one of the first rotational guards off the bench because he can play the game. And guys are like,
teams understand now the importance of finding those guys earlier to rest their stars if they think they're going to make a playoff run.
And the competition.
You didn't mention Porzingis.
I was about to say. Yeah, dude scoring 31 a game, and he's the 22-year-old Latvian who's just acclimated to the country. Yeah, exactly. The guy, I think the shots that we rightfully take at the AAU situation when it comes to, you know, guys pretty much, you know, trafficking kids and the coaching that doesn't take place in AAU basketball, I think for every truth that is in those statements, there's also truth in the level of competition that these kids run into every summer. If you want to be the best and you're traveling on the best team and that target is on you, whether you're going to Orlando
like
or
you
Texas.
Said, they're grudge holders,
yes,
right? They're prove it guys.
And these guys go to college and like, oh, okay, well, you know, this conference play is the only thing that matters and getting to an Elite Eight is the only thing that matters. I'm here for 1 year. Now I got to go do it against guys that I've been playing ball in the summer. They play ball against professional players in the summer too because these old heads know that these kids will keep them young. So you get a lot of young players in the NBA who are taking the league by storm. There's a couple of good draft classes that are flourishing right now.
This segment brought to you by Volvo. Sweden's greetings from Volvo. This holiday season, enjoy limited time offers on cars like the XC90. Visit your local Volvo dealer today. I mentioned I had a basketball story that I wanted to get to. It's too good for and probably too in-depth for in other news. But it's just amazing sometimes that I had one of my buddies from the gym years ago played at DeMatha High School. He was a star player, recruited basketball player at DeMatha High School. And he told me about this story because it involves DeMatha and it involves one of the greatest basketball players who's ever lived and how their lives intertwined. And one of these guys, the main guy involved, just died a couple of days ago. And it just right after I'd heard about this, I look up today and I saw his name in my Twitter feed. Like, what happened? Like, oh, man, Sid Catlett died. You probably don't know who Sid Catlett is. He is part of a unbelievably interesting basketball story. I have it for you next on The Score.
Mitch Trubisky and the Bears are now getting ready to face another division opponent, the Detroit Lions. Get a full preview right up to game time on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's home for Bears fans.
This is Jim Rome with the CBS Sports Minute. Folks here in Los Angeles are freaking out about L.A. Laker Lonzo Ball. And truthfully, he has been a disaster shooting the ball. And last night was his worst game to date. I mean, he's not just bad. He's historically bad when it comes to jacking it up. And if he can't shoot it, and right now he can't, and if they're benching him in the fourth quarter of games like they have the last two, he's not going to be the star that they expect him to be. Now, the good news is, other star players couldn't shoot it early in their careers either. Jason Kidd's perimeter game was garbage, but he'll go down as one of the best ever. Russell Westbrook could not really shoot it initially, and he's a surefire Hall of Famer. I'm not saying that Lonzo Ball is either one of those guys. I'm saying it's still way too soon to start throwing dirt on this guy. And it doesn't matter how ugly his shot looks as long as it goes in. Right now, it's not, but it's still way too soon to panic. I'm Jim Rome.
Representative. Thank you for holding. How may I assist you?
We were just broken into, and we need a home security system.
Oh, sorry. Wrong department. Please hold.
The best home security isn't hard to get. With SimpliSafe, you can get comprehensive, professionally monitored home security online without the hold time or runaround. Order now, and in a few days, be protected 24/7. Save $200 with our Black Friday sale at simplisafe.com/best. Hurry, ends soon.
Hey, this is Kyle Long, offensive lineman for the Chicago Bears. And around here, we all play in some tough conditions. But Ford trucks are even tougher, because Ford F-150 is the only truck with a high-strength, military-grade aluminum alloy body, so it's lighter and faster, and it'll never rust. Plus, it's bolted to a high-strength steel frame for a solid foundation. Now that's a winning formula, and every other truck is history. Ford F-150, official truck of the NFL and your Chicago Bears.
Many years ago, my mom and dad said to me, Mike, whatever you do in the future, do it the best you can and do it honestly. And that's why I call it the Mueller way. This is Mike Mueller from Mueller Honda of Gurnee. Visit our showroom without any stress or hassle. A staff member will answer any questions you have. Once you pick the car you're interested in, you'll get a friendly, professional associate to assist you through your buying experience. At Mueller Honda, the Happy Honda Days sales event is a very special time. Hundreds of cars in inventory, great selection, and as always, a market-competitive price on all new and certified pre-owned Hondas, which means you will not pay more. I'd like to extend you my sincere hopes for a great holiday season with all the best for you and your family.
Visit Mueller Honda of Gurnee.com, part of the Mueller Auto Group.
You will not be disappointed.
Hi, it's Jamie, Progressive number one, number two employee. Leave a message at the... Hey, Jamie, it's me, Jamie. This is your daily pep talk. I know it's been rough going ever since people found out about your a cappella group, Mad Harmony, but you will bounce back. I mean, you're the guy always helping people find coverage options with the Name Your Price tool. It should be you giving me the pep talk. Now get out there, hit that high note, and take Mad Harmony all the way to nationals this year! Sorry, that's pitchy.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You've reached the Holly Yeh helpline. We turn the holidays into Holly Yeh's.
Hi, my fam needs great looks for a winter wonderland party.
Get to Old Navy for Black Friday deals now.
Old Navy?
Yep, tomorrow only. Get hats, scarves, and gloves for just $5.
$5?
And get 40% off your entire purchase tomorrow. 50% off when you use or open an Old Navy card.
50% off?
Yep, turn your holiday into a Holly Yeh. Get to Old Navy today.
Valid 11/17 select styles. 40% off valid 11/16 to 11/21. Excludes in-store clearance, gift cards, register lane items, jewelry, and today only deals. 50% off subject to credit approval. Valid 11/16 to 11/19. See stores for details.
Thanks for streaming The Score.
Dan Bernstein and Jason Goff. Afternoons on The Score.
Where do we rank,
okay,
the replay boner in the history? That is a great one because he won the challenge. The only possible way it gets ruled a touchback is if the Bears challenge.
Bernstein and Goff. Afternoons 1 to 6 on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
And 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Who is 670 The Score? We're Chicago's original sports talk station. Chicago's only all-Chicago sports talk station. Covering all of Chicago's teams. And when breaking Chicago sports news happens, we'll break in with all the details. Guaranteed. Keep streaming The Score to your computer or device for the best sports talk in Chicago. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670. Mully and Hanley mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
The Bears really came out of their bye week injured. How do you get everybody injured during the bye week? But to come out of the bye week and you're in worse shape than you went into it? What? How is that possible?
Mully and Hanley mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station. Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670. Mully and Hanley mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
Maybe the worst challenge in the history of football. Oh. Maybe the single worst challenge in the history of the game of football. We could talk about changing the rule, and we could ask the guy if he should change the rule. The fact is, that's the rule.
Mully and Hanley mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Hey, thanks for listening to The Score on your mobile device, your laptop, your desktop, whatever you stream us on. We've got Chicago sports fans covered. The Score is Chicago's first and number one sports talk station. We're live from Chicago and dedicated to the Chicago sports fan. It's what's driven us for over 25 years now. But we couldn't have done it without you, the loyal Score listener. Thanks for listening to Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station. Thanks for streaming The Score.
Dan Bernstein and Jason Goff. Afternoons on The Score.
Where do we rank the replay boner in the history? That is a great one because he won the challenge. The only possible way it gets ruled a touchback is if the Bears challenge.
Bernstein and Goff. Afternoons 1 to 6 on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
And 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670. Matt Spiegel and Danny Parkins. Middays on The Score.
There's a lot to point out just to make sure that everybody realizes just how bad John Fox is. Until I see the firing, I've got the pitchfork and torch deep within my soul. Favored 6 times in his 41 games as a Bears coach. He's lost every one of those games.
Spiegel and Parkins. 9 a.m. to 1. Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Events.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Dan B's got a story to tell. Welcome back to the Bernstein and Goff Show here on The Score.
I do, because a couple days ago, I saw this obituary in the New York Times. At age 69, Sid Catlett died. And you probably never heard of Sid Catlett.
I have not.
Sid Catlett was a college basketball player. He played briefly as a pro. He was best known, perhaps, for being the center of the DeMatha High School team that won one of the most famous high school games ever played. The DeMatha Stags, their Hall of Fame coach, Morgan Wooten, played against Power Memorial in 1965. And you'll remember Power Memorial was led by Lou Alcindor, who would later become Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. And as a 16-year-old sophomore, the 6'8 Catlett was the key to their victory as Wooten came up with a defense to limit what Alcindor could do. And it was a huge story. It was nobody thought that Power Memorial could be defeated by a team, even though they had this guy who was 6'8". And he led the team in that game with 13 points, 7 during the last 4 minutes. It was a Cole Fieldhouse in College Park, Maryland, just because they had such a big crowd. They had to do it there. And it was 46-43. They held Alcindor to 16. So he played college ball, played pro ball. And it turns out that Catlett and Kareem Abdul-Jabbar became friends. And they kept in touch for a long time after that game. And one of the reasons they did was because Kareem Abdul-Jabbar is an aficionado of jazz music.
Yes.
He is a
historian.
He's a jazz historian. Mm-hmm. So he knew that Sid Catlett's dad, was known as Big Sid, was a renowned jazz drummer. Oh. A great, great jazz drummer. And he played with Louis Armstrong, he played with Benny Goodman, a top-of-the-line for his era jazz drummer. And Alcindor knew, he's like, wow, like you're... But he also knew that Big Sid died when little Sid was only 3. He died in 1951. The Sid Catlett wasn't even three when his dad died. So fast forward to years later. Apparently, Kareem was in a record store. Because he lost some of these records. I don't know if it was a fire or some kind of something went wrong, but he had and probably still has put back together, a legendary jazz collection.
Okay.
And he's constantly going through, you know, basements and warehouses and anywhere he thinks that there can be some record, some needle in a haystack record he can find to add to his collection.
Find
he does.
Yeah.
Find a gem. And one day, this is nearly 40 years later, Jabbar calls Sid Catlett to say he found a DVD with a film clip of a jazz performance that showed the elder Sid Catlett, the drummer, speaking to the camera. And his son had never heard his father's voice. He had no memory of hearing his father's voice. So he sent it to him. And he came home and watched it and said that he burst into tears. But it was because of that connection between those two basketball players and that shared love of jazz that he was able to do that and then thought of him and sent it to him. So this story was just amazing. And I had heard the story recently. And then, of course, it just became news a couple days ago that he passed away. It is.
Wow.
Yeah. Isn't that amazing?
Dude. And now it makes you think of like when do you remember hearing your parents' voice?
Mm-hmm.
You know, or would you be able to remember your parents' voice if they unfortunately passed away at 3 years old? And for Kareem Abdul-Jabbar to do that for him is outstanding.
Yeah, like he saw that and immediately thought, like, this guy's probably never heard his father speak before.
Wow.
Isn't that cool?
That's another level of connection.
Yeah, and going for one of the biggest high school basketball games ever, and then and maintaining the relationship, and then just having him discover something only because they had the shared love for jazz music.
See, and this is why reality TV has kind of ruined us, but like I'm thinking, all right, were there any cameras around to see him, you know, hear that for the first time so we can, like, capture that moment with him, you know?
Sure, because if there's not video, it doesn't exist, right?
No, yeah. I'm just saying, man, that's...
Yeah, that's pretty sweet, isn't it?
That's amazing.
Yep.
That is absolutely amazing. Sid Catlett?
Sid Catlett.
Catlett.
C-A-T-L-E-T-T. And Big Sid was the famous drummer.
And he held Kareem to 16, huh? I don't know what's... I don't know what you tell your kids more.
And there's so much to that. The backstory of before that game, how they practiced, how Morgan Wooten's team needed to simulate Alcindor by having a 6'8" guy hold a tennis racket. That's what they did.
It's comical if you look back at some of those old films where Lou Alcindor is just, you know, they outlawed the dunk because of him. All right, we got an update.
Time now for the Bears Daily Update. Head to Rio Republica in Punta Cana, Dominican Republic with Apple Vacations and your favorite Chicago Bears players. Visit applevacations.com/bears for more info. Hello, I'm Zach Zaidman. Here's the latest from Havas Hall.
He's won places too, so he's got that knowledge, and I've never won, so I don't know what that's like. But I know what it's like when the outside's turning on you on the inside and you got to just kind of circle the wagons. That's kind of the spot that we've been in the last few years, unfortunately.
Bears right guard Kyle Long can relate to head coach John Fox, who has taken his share of criticism following last week's loss to the Packers, leaving the team at 3-6.
I think a whole lot of hoopla is made of this, that, and the other, but it's football. It's 11 guys on 11 guys. Minimizing mistakes, penalties, and being able to keep the chains in positive position will be a good thing for us.
Especially since Long is a big believer in quarterback Mitchell Trubisky.
Yeah, he doesn't seem like a rookie to us anymore. He just takes command of the huddle. I've never played with a guy who does it like he does.
This is the Bears Daily Update with Bears News every week. Day on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Scoreboard update.
From the Northwestern Football Update Studio, I'm Mark Grody. Coach Fitz and the Cats are back at Ryan Field this Saturday versus Minnesota for their final home game of the season. Tickets are on sale at nusports.com. A couple other things on the Bears here in just a second. First, NBA and the Bulls, no telling when Nikola Mirotic will play for real. Won't be on the floor against Charlotte tomorrow, and it has already been announced and decided that he will be a no-show for the upcoming four-game road trip for the Bulls. Hockey Blackhawks at Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh Saturday after their first practice at the new place across the street from the United Center, their new practice facility. The White Sox pry away Seattle's eighth best prospect, hard-throwing reliever Thiago Vieira, for international slot money. It was a full-force practice today for right guard Kyle Long, something which hasn't happened since the New Orleans game. And another thing on the Bears, head coach John Fox says he can't disclose the nature of tight end Deion Sims' illness due to legal reasons. This scoreboard update is brought to you by Elmhurst BMW. Right now at Elmhurst BMW, get an APR as low as 0.9% on all BMW certified pre-owned models. Visit the luxury leader at ElmhurstBMW.com. See dealer for details. And Amazon is hiring in Crest Hill. Time is running out. This is your last chance to earn extra money on this season. Get started today. Go to Amazon.com/JolietJobs. Amazon is an equal opportunity employer. I'm Mark Rohde, and you are listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the number one ranked sports station in Chicago. 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
After hearing that update, I hope all is well with Deion Sims. I mean, the last time we talked about something like that, and I'm not saying this is what he's going through, but remember when everybody's trying to figure out what was wrong with Brian Pickle. And, you know, it has since come out that Brian was fighting MS, so not saying that that's what's happening with Deion. You know, I don't want anybody running back to his family saying, hey, this dude said you got MS. But when you can't relay to the media what's going on with a guy due to legal reasons, that's another level.
Yeah, unless he just means there's HIPAA regulations where he just can't
hopefully
reveal it.
Hopefully it's nothing bad.
It could be a nothing. You don't know.
So this is Detroit week for the Bears. And this morning, you know, every once in a while, I think of a name or a guy that, you know, we should talk to. And I was like, hey, Shep, you know, we should do this, or I'll text Shep and he'll get right on it. And this morning I thought of a guy, and it sucks because I thought of a guy that I hadn't thought of since we last talked about him. And that was Drew Sharp.
Yeah.
I thought of Drew Sharp this morning from the Detroit Free Press.
And you think, oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Drew passed away October 21st. And Drew was always available. Like, I, as a producer, as a host, there are a few guys who you feel like you're batting, you know, 1,000 with, is that guy. And I had a chance to meet Drew at a couple of Final Fours, one in San Antonio, one in New Orleans, the one where Melo won and the one where Ben Gordon won. And he couldn't have been a nicer guy. And I was thinking about this morning, like, all right, Detroit. Who's out there for Detroit? Who should we talk to from Detroit? And I mean, I was like, oh, what am I doing? Drew. And Drew Sharp is no longer with us. So, you know, sometimes you think about guys and like, oh, yeah, he passed away. But Drew was always an awesome dude. Always gave you the lowdown on whatever was going on in the city, whether it be basketball or football or baseball. But yeah, thought about him this morning and it was like, oh yeah, my man passed away not too long ago, but he was one of the true nice guys in the game and always had time for, you know, silly people like us. So, you know, I thought about him this morning. I was like, oh man, there it is. And now nobody covers Detroit Lions football. So I couldn't even begin to tell you. Like, I know Brand Statter is Brandy still the play-by-play guy? I mean, the color guy. He's still the color guy, right? For Michigan football and Lions football. But I could not tell you who is covering things in Detroit right now. Do you know of any Detroit people?
No, because Vincent Goodwill is
Vince
here
is
now.
Here. Yeah, exactly. You know, Vince came to a way better city to hang out, brush his waves.
Detroiters. We used to do Rob.
They have to be newspaper guys?
Rob Parker.
Just
was
period.
I mean,
Mike Valenti. I only know him because of that rant.
Which one?
Right, the radio guy.
Which rant did he have?
The Michigan State.
Yeah, Michigan State guy.
Oh, no, I'm drawing a blank. Oh, so Mike Valenti is the only person that's left covering Lions football. But yeah, I thought about Drew today, and I was like, oh, man. You know, he was always an awesome guy on and off the air, though.
This segment was brought to you by 24/7 Diabetic Health Hotline. Attention, diabetics, lost your provider? U.S. Med can help get your testing supplies home delivered at little or no cost. 800-808-5181. 800-808-5181.
It seems like the White Sox were indirectly involved in one of the biggest transactions that's getting ready to take place in Major League Baseball. I want to talk to you about it when we come back right here on The Score.
Mitch Trubisky and the Bears are now getting ready to face another division opponent, the Detroit Lions. Get a full preview right up to game time on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's home for Bears.
You know what's better than getting a new smartphone? Getting a great deal on a new Samsung Galaxy S8. That's right, for a limited time, save 50% instantly on a Samsung Galaxy S8 with Sprint Flex Lease. Visit your local Sprint store, go to sprint.com/GS8, or call 1-800-SPRINT-1 today. Works for me.
Galaxy Samsung 8, 1563 per month for 18 months. For well-qualified customers with lease and new line activation. Limited time offer. Savings until 131.19 and $60 per month for line 1, $40 per month for line 2, and $30 per month per line for lines 3 through 5. With auto pay discount applied within 2 invoices. Best price compared to similar plans from national carriers. Features differ, other monthly charges apply.
CBS Thursday.
Welcome.
TV's number one comedy, The Big Bang Theory, brings you scientific breakthroughs.
A medium-sized asteroid is still an interesting discovery.
I suppose it could end up on a collision course with Earth and destroy life as we know it.
Ingenious inventions.
Our idea's really good.
I cooked it in the easy bake oven of my mind.
And fascinating facts.
For every action, you have a gigantic and annoying reaction.
Just when I thought you couldn't get any hotter.
Don't miss The Big Bang Theory, CBS Thursday, or stream it live or on demand.
Radio.com presents Gamertag Radio.
Gamertag Radio is all about video games.
All the latest news and coverage related to the gaming industry.
Join hosts Danny Pena, Paris Lilly, and Peter Toledo.
Get daily interviews.
All the latest gaming coverage.
Roundtable discussion.
The latest news from Xbox,
PlayStation,
Nintendo.
Exclusive content.
Everything you need to know.
Developer interviews,
VR, and more.
Gamertag Radio.
You don't want to miss this.
Download and subscribe at the new Radio.com app or wherever you listen to podcasts.
The workshop at Macy's knows that thinking bigger and creating opportunity are essential to owning your path to success. If your multicultural or woman-owned business is ready for growth, then apply today for the workshop at Macy's. Our exclusive New York City-based retail development program provides valuable insight from some of Macy's top executives. Prepare your business for tomorrow in the city that never sleeps. Learn more and apply now at macysinc.com/workshop.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Who is 670 The Score? We're Chicago's original sports talk station. Chicago's only all-Chicago sports talk station. Covering all of Chicago's teams. And when breaking Chicago sports news happens, we'll break in with all the details. Guaranteed. Keep streaming The Score to your computer or device for the best sports talk in Chicago. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
Chicago Sports Spectacular is back in Rosemont, November 17th through the 19th. For tickets, visit ChicagoSportsSpectacular.com and see all the athletes appearing with Javier Baez, Ben Zobrist, and Addison Russell signing autographs and taking photos. Vendor tables available with a variety of sports memorabilia. Visit Chicago Sports Spectacular.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Hanley mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
Maybe the worst challenge in the history of football. Oh. Maybe the single worst challenge in the history of the game of football. We could talk about changing the rule, and we could ask the guy if he should change the rule. The fact is, that's the rule.
Mully and Hanley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
CBS Monday.
I got the best donuts in Chicago.
Looking for service with a smile?
Do you have anything soy-based?
No, everything here is food-based.
Keep looking.
I'm going to help you bring this place into the 20th century.
You mean the 21st.
No, I don't.
So watch out.
It's my trademark.
Jalapeno.
Donut.
Feels like I'm eating the sun.
The donuts are coming.
So what's the pay?
Minimum wage.
Health insurance?
First aid kit.
Do you believe in profit sharing?
Yeah, I believe in it. I don't offer it.
Superior Donuts. CBS Monday or stream it live or on demand.
Your weekly horoscope.
Aries, it's a good week to set some high goals at work. Just make sure they're realistic. Taurus, if you've been having a rough couple of weeks, things should turn around in a few days. Gemini, it's a good week to evaluate where you stand in preparing for the future. Cancer, that puzzle you've been struggling with will finally make sense to you. Leo, you'll learn that you can still have tons of fun without emptying your wallet. And Virgo, love is in the air. A special someone will make their way into your life when you least expect it. And the rest of your horoscopes are coming up soon, right here.
CBS Wednesday. In the fight against terror.
We have an opportunity to snatch a high-level ISIL commander.
This might be our only shot.
The U.S. Navy SEALs are our greatest weapon.
Fire to hold, boys!
When we face the worst...
It's Mad Max out there.
We send in our best.
Go! Go!
David Boreanaz stars...
You can run, but you can't hide.
SEAL Team. Wednesday, only CBS.
Space.
The Final Frontier.
Radio.com celebrates one of the most iconic franchises in the galaxy.
Engage
is the official Star Trek podcast with film critic and author Jordan Hoffman.
This is the place to be for science fiction fans that want to listen to recaps of the new Star Trek Discovery show, interviews with the cast and crew of Star Trek, new Star Trek, old Star Trek movies, weird sci-fi. You've got it all on
Engage. Download and subscribe at the newradio.com app.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Welcome back. It's the Bernstein and Goff Show. Dan, the White Sox may have cleared the way for the next phenom to make his way to Major League Baseball, and it's not from their loaded farm system with Eloy's boys and the guys.
Eloy getting some love in print today, huh?
Of course he is. Where at? Where do you get it at?
The Tribune.
Oh, yeah, whatever. So, I thought you were just talking about it, you know, nationally. So, the guy that I am talking about, and excuse me because I don't want to butcher his name, but it is Shohei
Ohtani.
Ohtani. I first saw this man on Brian Gumbel's Real Sports and on HBO, and he's a big kid who... A big good-looking kid who throws 94, 95 and has huge power. And there's going to be a bidding war. And what happened, was it last night or today?
They're trying to figure out the posting arrangement here, and it's not quite done yet.
And this is where the White Sox come in. The White Sox acquired Thiago Vieira, as you've heard in the updates by our guy Mark Grody, from the Mariners for international signing bonus pool money. Vieira was number 8 on the M's top 30 prospect list. That's from the boys on the other side of the glass. And then you look at John Heyman, who writes, the Mariners acquire international bonus pool and trade from the Shy Sox. More evidence Seattle is serious about a play for Ohtani, because they are. And as you mentioned, the MLBPA is going to have some speaks with how this thing goes down, because on CBSSports.com, they say at some point this offseason, the Nippon Ham Fighters will post ace/slugger Shohei Ohtani for the 30 MLB clubs. We don't know when exactly it'll happen, but it'll happen. The holdup right now is a squabble over the posting agreement. As you mentioned, the posting agreement, the process that allows Japanese players to come to the MLB before qualifying for free agency, expired earlier this year. The MLB and Nippon agreed to grandfather Ohtani in under the old posting agreement, meaning the fighters will get a $20 million release fee for letting him go. The MLBPA does not like this arrangement, however. Long story short, the MLBPA doesn't want so much money going to the fighters and so little going to Ohtani. So the MLBPA is already fighting for a player who is not in the major leagues yet, which is good, because this guy is going to be a part of their union. We've seen crazy posting fees before, and then guys get a lot of money on the back end of it. It says it's subject to the international spending hard cap, meaning his maximum possible signing bonus is currently $3.5 million or so. You're talking about a guy who people think will come over here and hit 25-plus home runs, or if they want him to pitch, you know, will be a top-of-the-rotation starter.
It's not and or.
Yeah.
We talked to Jake Arrieta about this, remember?
Yes, we did talk. Yeah,
we asked when this
guy's, possible?
When this guy's name started circulating, and he said it is not possible. You cannot be an ace starting pitcher and a regular slugger. It cannot be done.
Because
of the amount of work you have to do at one or the other. It's just at that level, the margins are so thin. Because we all know that all of these pitchers were the best hitters on their team growing up.
Right, right.
And all of the hitters.
Little League, Pony League, high school, hitting 400 everywhere they went.
And most of the hitters were the best pitchers on their teams, too, because they're major league baseball players.
And then you get put into your specialty and you go from there.
Right.
How awesome would it be, though? Because baseball's in an upswing right now, like we talked about with the young talent in the game.
Literally and figuratively.
Oh, look at you. Right? Yeah. The swing, was it launch angle. So how awesome would it be, though, if you had a dude who was consistently throwing 94, 95, and also could hit, you know, 25 bombs for you?
Like, well, it's not so much the velocity as it would be the question. It would say how good his stuff was.
Like if
Max Scherzer were good for 25 home runs a year.
Right.
I mean, usually it's a novelty when you say, okay,
you're batting the pitcher fifth.
If he's in the National League, I mean, you get your Carlos Zambranos and your Madison Bumgarners and guys like that, that sometimes you get guys just really good at it and maybe takes a little more practice than somebody else might. But if you're really talking about him being a semi-regular position player and a starter every fifth day.
That's why the MLBPA is like, hold on, hold on. Mm-hmm. You're about to give our guy,
bad
Bryce
precedent,
Harper,
right? Yeah.
You're about to give our guy, Bryce Harper, 400 big ones, right? 350, 400 million is the talk for his guy's contract. He does one thing. This dude is coming here from Japan ready to rock and roll. Like, he has been everything over there already. So now, and it's not like the Ichiro thing where you get a guy when he's 28, 29, even though Ichiro had a Hall of Fame career here as well. But when did Ichiro come here, by the way? I don't want to, you know.
2001.
I'm talking about age-wise. Was he 27 somewhere around
2001
there?
2001 was his first year? Okay.
Yeah. Was it because, well, hell, he's been playing for 15 years. He's what, 42 now, 41. So he came here with 25, 26, somewhere around there. Is Ohtani, I think he's 24, if I'm not mistaken. Like, you're getting the guy in that same area, maybe a couple of years younger than when Ichiro came over here. And we
27.
Ichiro came when he was 27. All right, so Ohtani, I believe, is 24.
He's 23 right now.
Jeez. All right, so you're getting him 4 years earlier than you got Ichiro. And we know the phenomenon that Ichiro was. Not saying he's going to have Ichiro-level talent. Seattle's the perfect place for him. You know, with the fan base and everything. I mean, they've kind of experienced this before.
Or he's Hideki Irabu.
Irabu.
Yeah, let's not necessarily assume.
I'm not. I'm just saying. Did Hideki do what he did over there?
Hideki Irabu? I just remember he looked like John Shaky Suntris. So he had that going for him. Right? I mean, we don't. It's possible that this.
But hold on.
Daisuke Matsuzaka and the gyro ball.
You're talking about the magic gyro ball.
You're talking
about the guys that we saw fail, right? What if he's Kaz Matsui? Right?
Right.
Isn't that the guy who got Hideki Matsui. No, Kaz Matsui was the Met.
Yes.
He was the Met. He was the slap hitting.
Yeah, Hideki Matsui.
Godzilla, exactly. What if he's that guy? Didn't Hideki win a World Series MVP with the Yankees? Wasn't he the MVP that year?
Was he?
I think he was. I hope I'm not talking out of my ass.
09.
Yeah, 09. All right, there it is. So what if he's not, you know, I'm not expecting him. I'm not saying Pujols is coming over here. But what if he's that kind of slugger?
Kosuke Fukudome.
Not Kosuke. Hey, Kosuke had a couple of months there where you're like, this thing.
A couple of months that you're like, ugh.
Yeah. And then
that great first game. And then he did the whole spin on that front foot thing. And then
White Sox for life.
And then
that's right.
Stop it, Tanny.
Yeah, we don't. He's on the team for next year.
Yeah, we don't claim they're good. And then Wrigleyville with the t-shirts.
Yeah. And the headbands.
Yeah. Oh, I forgot about that.
Yeah, it was bad. It was bad.
But say he's not a complete bum. But he's not the greatest thing you've ever seen.
If he's like Tanaka.
What money are we talking about here?
Well, the posting money is the posting money.
I understand. That's why the MLBPA should fight the way they're fighting right now. Because what if you open up a door to, you know, youth baseball in this country where, you know, you've never opened it up before? It's like, all right, yeah, you know what? Damn it. If people in Japan can do both, then damn it, you, Cody, in the middle of Iowa, you can do both as well. He started throwing guys' arms.
Cody.
I don't know. I thought of the whitest thing I can think of. I apologize to all my white Codys out there. I apologize. Cody Westerland. No, I'm never apologizing to Westerland. But yeah, like this is I love stories like this where, yeah, you can jump into the numbers and that will happen when he comes over here. But just the specter of a guy coming like that unknown coming to this country and saying, yeah, I'm trying to do both. Like, he hasn't backed off of doing both.
Incredible story.
He hasn't backed off of doing both because I think they asked him that during the Real Sports, and he kind of laughed about it, hemmed and hawed about it. But they mentioned the Rangers, and he was like, well, I want to be able to try to do both, and, you know, the AL teams might limit me in that. So, you know, I think it's going to be fascinating to follow, not only from the Players Association standpoint, but to what he'll actually be. And the White Sox may have helped the Seattle Mariners to get them there. So, you know, go White Sox.
Go White Sox! This segment brought to you by Walgreens. With expert pharmacy care from Walgreens, diabetes won't slow you down. Stop by for the medications you rely on and supplies from all the major brands. Walgreens at the corner of Happy and Healthy. When I tell you, I've got an all-timer of an In Other News after the top. Several people sent it to me and said, this has got to be an In Other News! And it will be. It will be. And the other story that I have is an old story, but I did not know it. And it has to do with the controversy surrounding People magazine and the sexiest man alive. You know, there are a lot of people very unhappy that Blake Shelton is, because of his
Lamarger version,
his history of some thoughts on things.
Oh, yeah, on homosexuals.
Yeah,
and,
there's some things that are kind of ugly. Yeah. And there's a.
Didn't he make a terrorist tweet like in 2011 about, I wish the people over in the next room, I wish they spoke English so I could know what city they're planning to bomb?
Yeah.
Our guy, Blake Shelton. Fired those off shortly after 9/11.
Yep, there was that. But there was a story regarding a sports figure, and that particular issue that author Jeff Perlman tells, and Deadspin reran something from 2009, and I must have missed this story completely the first time around. It's fantastic.
Okay.
It's fantastic.
All right. I have the most armed man in America and a teacher who
My Uncle Mel.
Yes, your guy Mel. And a teacher who was extorted for $30,000. I will tell you why on the other side. In other news, next on the Bernstein and Goff Show.
Sports Radio 670 The Score is your official home for Monday Night Football, Thursday Night Football, Sunday Night Football, and every NFL playoff game through the Super Bowl. A production of West.
Put hospice eligibility guidelines and fast, secure referrals at your fingertips. Download the free VITAS healthcare app from the Apple Store or Google Play. Just search VITAS, V-I-T-A-S.
Computer, execute 12.4p operation.
Optimizing algorithm. Running encryption packet alpha 99. Oh, I don't feel so good.
What? What is it, computer?
Is it hot in here? It feels hot in here. I feel a little clammy. I should lie down or something.
A computer with a virus? Surprising. What's not surprising? How much you could save by switching to GEICO.
Those oysters Rockefeller were a mistake.
GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
This holiday season, he went to Jared because getting her a blender just didn't sound right. Her ideal gift is waiting at Jared, the Levion Collection. Jared has more exclusive Levion pieces than any other jewelry store in the world. And from November 16th through the 26th, visit Jared.com and you'll receive $100 off any Levion purchase. Sound good? That's why he went to Jared. Some exclusions apply. See Jared.com for details.
Race fans, if you want to get the experts' picks for the upcoming Breeders' Cup races, then visit cbschicago.com/Tito's and tune into the Sports and Racing Roundup, presented by Tito's Handmade Vodka, hosted by the Score's Brian Hanley and Eric Barland of Tito's Handmade Vodka, two guys who know the ponies. Eddie Olczyk joined the guys to talk Hawks and Breeders' Cup, and Brad Biggs covered Bears. It's one packed show. The Sports and Racing Roundup, presented by Tito's Handmade Vodka, America's original craft vodka.
When you're at the Bears game, concessions aren't just concessions. They're a way to re-energize after you've cheered so hard your face is bluer than the jersey you're wearing. And with the Chicago Bears PNC Visa debit card, you'll unlock special discounts, like 20% off concessions at the game, so you'll never run out of energy.
Visit PNC.com/Chicago Bears card for details. An annual fee of $10 will be assessed to the primary checking account associated with the card. Visa is a registered trademark of Visa International Service Association and used under license. PNC Bank, National Association, member FDIC.
Monday, CBS presents a new comedy that asks the question, can you ever live too close to your parents?
I need space.
First, I don't like your tone.
Yes, yes you can.
We've been waiting 12 years for you to move back.
We must establish some ground rules.
I understand, but no.
Mark Feuerstein, Elliot Gould, and Linda Lavin star.
Helen's daughter Marcy is single.
Mom?
What? You picked the first one, now it's my turn.
9 JKL, Monday, only CBS. CBS Thursday.
Welcome.
TV's number one comedy, The Big Bang Theory, brings you scientific breakthroughs.
The medium-sized asteroid is still an interesting discovery.
I suppose it could end up on a collision course with Earth and destroy life as we know it.
Ingenious inventions.
Our idea's really good.
I cooked it in the easy bake oven of my mind.
And fascinating facts.
For every action, you have a gigantic and annoying reaction.
Just when I thought you couldn't get any hotter.
Don't miss The Big Bang Theory, CBS Thursday, or stream it live or on demand.
Ladies and gentlemen, Miss Judy Gold.
Welcome to Kill Me Now.
Radio.com presents award-winning comedian and writer Judy Gold.
Kill Me Now is a podcast about the things that piss people off. When you're pissed off, you're passionate.
Yes.
So what better thing to talk about? Because you know what? There's so many people who hold it all in. Now, I'm just going to start with today. So number one.
How long is this show?
Shut up!
Kill Me Now with Judy Gold. Download and subscribe at the newradio.com app.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Hanley mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
Maybe the worst challenge in the history of football. Oh. Maybe the single worst challenge in the history of the game of football. We could talk about changing the rule, and we could ask the guy if he should change the rule. The fact is, that's the rule.
Mully and Hanley mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Hey, thanks for listening to The Score on your mobile device, your laptop, your desktop, whatever you stream us on. We've got Chicago sports fans covered. The Score is Chicago's first and number one sports talk station. We're live from Chicago and dedicated to the Chicago sports fan. It's what's driven us for over 25 years now. But we couldn't have done it without you, the loyal Score listener. Thanks for listening to Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
Underjobs.com.
Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios. This is Chicago's number one sports station. Sports Radio 670 The Score. WSCR and HD Chicago. WJMK HD2 Chicago. The Score.